AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. U.S. Southern Command says it carried out a strike in the Eastern Pacific. The AP's Ben Thomas has the story.
The military says the vessel was engaged in narco-trafficking operations, though it did not provide evidence to back up the claim. It says two people were killed, and that brings the reported death toll to at least 107 in 30 known boat strikes by U.S. forces in the waters off South America. The Trump administration's been building up U.S. forces in the region, aiming to pressure Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. And President Trump told reporters Monday,
"There was a major explosion in the dock area where they load the boats up with drugs."
And saying the U.S. was responsible.
"So we hit all the boats, and now we hit the area. It's the implementation area. That's where they implement. And that is no longer around."
I'm Ben Thomas.
Starting today, the National Guard will be in New Orleans, authorized by President Trump through Mardi Gras. It comes a year after an attack on New Year's Eve on Bourbon Street that killed 14 people. Colin Arnold is New Orleans Homeland Security Chief.
I did a tally during our briefing, and it appears that we're going to have close to 800 law enforcement downtown in the French Quarter, and I think that that's going to be outstanding. You're going to see an incredible visual presence in the French Quarter and throughout downtown over the rest of this week.
Officials stress the National Guard will not be engaging in immigration enforcement in New Orleans. Saudi Arabia bombed Yemen's port city of Mukalla, targeting a shipment of weapons from the United Arab Emirates for separatist forces. This move threatens to bring new risks to the Persian Gulf region. Severe weather is moving east. A wild winter storm is bringing strong winds, heavy snow, and frigid temperatures to the Great Lakes and the Northeast. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. Zane Gonzalez kicked a 51-yard field goal with 21 seconds left, and Bijan Robinson rushed for 195 yards and a franchise-record 93-yard touchdown as the Falcons upset the playoff-bound Rams 27-24.
We made it known as soon as, you know, we got that elimination that we're going to finish the season off the right way.
Ravens coach John Harbaugh says he'll know more Wednesday about quarterback Lamar Jackson's status for Sunday's game at Pittsburgh to decide the AFC North title. 67-year-old Chiefs coach Andy Reid plans to return next season. NBA three-time MVP Nikola Jokic limped off the court at halftime with an apparent left knee injury during Denver's 147-123 loss at Miami, and officials say the father of NASCAR driver Denny Hamlin died and his mother was critically injured in a North Carolina house fire. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
Ed Donahue, AP News.